Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avachim, daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We lift off on daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom. We are going to pick up with a discussion of somebody who is menaseich mayim, rather, on a mizbeach that's outside the Beis HaMikdash. And we're going to talk about the various circumstances under which a person who is menaseich mayim is going to be chayev. And this really is a continuation of the discussion that we saw yesterday, where we started talking about nisach hamayim, and we started looking for the basis for the shita that one would be chayev if he is menaseich mayim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So yesterday we focused on how do we know that nisach hamayim is a mitzvah daraisa, is a din daraisa, because the only way you would be chayev the Isser Daraisa of Halah Bachutz is if you're actually being Malah something that there is a Din Daraisa to bring on the Mizbeach. So that's what we saw yesterday. We saw the Halacha Moshe Misinai of Nisach HaMayim. Today we're going to talk about what happens if you fill it up in a Kli, how large is the Kli, how much Mayim, all sorts of discussion regarding the scope of the Isser of Halah Schutz by Nisach HaMayim. Then we're going to talk about the other case that we mentioned in the Mishnah yesterday, which is what if you dump the shirayim of blood on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash? Are you going to be chayev or not? What's the shita? What's the rationale rather behind the shita that you're going to be chayev? And then we're going to get to a Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, which is going to talk about what happens if you're molik, if you do malika on an oaf, on a bird inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then you bring the bird up on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash. Or what happens if you do a malika outside the Beis HaMikdash? Are you going to be chayav? What happens if you do a shechita of a bird, which is, of course, the improper way of dealing with the bird in the Beis HaMikdash? What happens if you do the shechita of the bird in the Mikdash, and then you bring it up outside? What happens if you bring it up, if you shecht it outside and then bring it up outside? So that's a pretty technical discussion of what happens there in terms of shechita, in terms of malika. Rabbi Shimon makes a cryptic comment in the Mishnah. We're going to spend most of Amud Beis trying to figure out what in the world Rabbi Shimon is going to talk about. That's going to bring us to the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud, where we will hopefully get to by the end of today's shiur. So again, we left off. It's Kuf Yud Amud Beis. It's four lines up from the bottom. First word on the line is Tanu Rabbanan. So it says the Gemara as follows: Tanu Rabbanan Hamenaseich Shloshes Lugin Mayim Bachutz Bechag Bachutz Chayev. So the Tanakhama says if a person is menaseich on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, three lugim of water, which is the shear of Nisach HaMayim, and it's got to be Bechag, because the only time there is an inyan of Nisach HaMayim is on Sukkos. So if I'm going to go in a time when it's not Sukkos and be Menaseich Mayim on a Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, that is meaningless. So the only time I'm going to be Chayiv, if it's three lugim of Mayim on Sukkos outside, then I'm going to be Chayiv. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Lezer says as follows: Imolon l'shem chag chayev. If you filled up the kli with water l'shem chag, meaning l'shem the mitzvah of nisach hamayev on Sukkos, then it's going to be, then the person is going to be chayev. So says the Gemara, may binayu. What's the difference between Rabbi Lazar and the Tanakhama, where the Tanakhama says that if you're menaseich three lugin, you're going to be chayev, and Rabbi Lazar says if you fill up a kli l'shem chag, you're going to be chayev? Isn't the kli that you're filling up also a kli that contains three lugim, because the shear of Nisach HaMayim is three lugim on Yontif? Says the Gemara, no, we're talking where the kli is bigger. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, b'yeh shear b'mayim kamifilgi. We're talking if there is an upper measurement for the shear of Nisach HaMayim on the Yontif of Sukkos. That's what the argument is about. And if you look in Rashi over here, the last Rashi on the page, says that we're talking about whether there is an upper measure for the water of Nisach HaMayim on Yontif. B'yeshir l'mayim, dekomer Tanakhama, menaseich shloshes lugim chayev. The Tanakhama, when he says that if you're menaseich three lug, you're chayev, he says if you're menaseich three lug and up, you're chayev. Tanakhama, menaseich shloshes lugim chayev, vuadin yoser mi shloshes lugim, b'yesh l'cha basayim mane, because included in 200 is 100, meaning if I'm going to be chayev for being menaseich three lugim of wine, of water, rather. If I'm then menasech 6 lugim of water, I'm also going to be chayev because the isser is to be menasech 3. I was menasech 6. Included in 6 is 3. Therefore, I'm going to be chayev. V'yafal gav demelinu b'kli gadol kachinu kli. And even though he filled up an entire big kli with water, the kli is mekadesh things. Why? De'ein shir l'me'achag l'mala. Because there is no upper limit to the shir of nisach hamayim on sukkis. V'yosar Rav Elazar l'me'imah. And Rav Elazar comes along and says, v'hu shemil'on l'shem chag. That the only time you're going to be chayev is when you fill it up l'shem chag, meaning kederech miluan. It has to be filled kederech miluan. Dahainu shloshes lugin v'sulo. That it's got to be exactly 3 lugin and no more. Kidithnan. Slocha shalzov mechazekes shloshes lugin m'mali min ashiloach. They would fill up from the mei ashiloach a kli that was machzik exactly 3 lugin. Avali avitve lo kachinu kli d'lo chazile. But if you fill up a kli that's greater than 3 lugin with water, of more than 3 lug, then you're not going to be chayev. Why? Because that kli is not fit for the nisach hamayim, the yeshir lamayim, because there is an upper limit for the shear of nisach hamayim. Vein kli sharis mekachin ela roilen. So now you have to go back to a principle that we saw a couple of weeks ago, that a kli sharis is only mekadesh that which is roy for it. So in other words, and we saw this when we were talking about the hin and the chatzi hin and all the various sizes of the kelim. But the point is that for Nisach HaMayim, there was a kli that filled exactly 3 lug. So if you're going to fill up the kli and bring 3 lug, then you're going to be chayiv. If you do more than that, that's not called Nisach HaMayim, because you're filling it up in a kli that doesn't have the capacity to be Mekadesh, the Mayim. So that's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's explanation. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, Bekarvu Nisachim B'midbar Pligi. They're arguing about whether Nisachim were brought in the Midbar. What in the world does this mean? So there's a Rashi that takes up basically half the page. We're not going to read it inside. So the Rapapa's explanation is as follows. That everybody agrees that the shear of Nisach HaMayim is 3 lugim. Everybody agrees that a kli sharis is only mekadesh, that which is roy for it. So in other words, that if you're talking about the kiddush of a kli sharis, or the ability of a kli sharis to be mekadesh the mayim, it could be Mekadesh the Mayim only if it's a Kli Sharis that can contain 3 Lugin. However, the Tanakama, who says that you're Chayiv, even if you pour more than 3 Lugim on the Mizbeach, how does he say you're going to be Chayiv if the Kli Sharis can only be Mekadesh the water if it's 3 Lugim large? So the Tanakama says that you're dealing with a situation where you pour the water on the Mizbeach and the water hasn't ever been sanctified in a Kli Sharis. Why would you be chayiv if you pour the water on the mizbeach that has never been sanctified in a kli sharis? Now, before we get to that, Rav Elazar says, no, you're only chayiv if the water is sanctified in a kli sharis. And the only kli sharis that's capable of sanctifying the water is a kli sharis of 3 lugim, exactly, no more, no less. So, the machlokes is talui in whether they brought nesachim along with the karbanos that the Bnei Yisrael brought in the midbar. Why? Because we have a pasuk that tells us that once the Bnei Yisrael got into Eretz Yisrael, they started bringing Nesachim. So if they brought Nesachim in the Midbar when they would bring Karbanos Sibur, then you don't need to tell me that once they got to Eretz Yisrael, and remember, once they got to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have a Mishkan right away, so Bamos were Mutter in Eretz Yisrael, and there were two types of Bamos. There was a Bama Gedola, and there was a Bama Katana. So Bama Gedola was where they would bring Karbanos Sibur. A Bama Katana was where they would bring Karbanos Yachid. So if they brought Nesachim with the Karbanos in the Midbar, and the Pasuk is still telling me that once they got to Eretz Yisrael, they brought Nesachim, it can't be telling me that they brought Nesachim with Karbanos Sibur, because the whole time they were in the Midbar, they were already bringing Nesachim with Karbanos Sibur. Elamai is telling me that they brought Nesachim even with Karbanos Yachid. And what do we know about Abamas Yachid? Abamas Yachid, there were no kli sharis by Abamas Yachid. So if the Pasuk is telling me that I am bringing Nesachim by Abamas Yachid, by definition it means that I was bringing Nesachim without a kli sharis, which means that I don't need a kli sharis in order to be Mekadesh the Nesachim. Therefore, says the Tanakhama, even if I pour more than 3 lug of water on the Mizbeach, I'm going to be chayiv. Why? I was never mekadesh in kli sharis. I don't need a kli sharis to be mekadesh in the nesachim. And that's the import of of saying that they brought Nesachim in the Midbar, therefore when I have a Pasuk that tells me that I bring Nesachim in Eretz Yisrael, it means even on a Bamas Yachid without a Klei Shareis. Therefore, I don't need a Klei Shareis to be Mekadesh the Nesachim according to the Tanna Kamma. Rebbe Lazar, however, says that in the Midbar, they didn't bring Nesachim. So if in the Midbar they didn't bring Nesachim, then when the Pasuk tells me that when they got to Eretz Yisrael, they brought Nesachim, that only means they brought Nesachim by Karbanas Sibur. And by Karbanas Sibur on the Bama Gedola, they had Klei Shareis. So the Nesachim are only Mekudosh if you have a Klei Shareis. The Klei Shareis is only Mekadesh, the water, if it's three Lugim. Therefore, you're going to be Chayiv only for three Lugim and not for more. So that's what that Rashi that takes up a half a page explains the Machlokas according to Rapapa. Now, Ravina Amar, again on the first line of Kufiyat Aleph, Amad Aleph, Ravina Amar, Ravina says, B'lemeidem nisach hamayim minisach hayayim pligi. Over here, they're arguing about whether we learn nisach hamayim from nisach hayayim. And Rashi over here says, it's about halfway down the page, udekuliyama karvu nisachim b'midbar. Everybody says that nisachim are brought in the midbar. Ubiyas ha'aretz ha'amor b'nisachim labama katana asa. And therefore, when the Pasuk tells me that they brought Nesachim in Eretz Yisrael, it's not only telling me Ha'alacha Lagabe Bama Gedola, because that I already know, that they brought Nesachim in the Midbar already. It means even by a Bama Ketana they would bring the Nesachim, meaning V'karvu B'Bama Belo Kiddush Kli, and therefore they were Kaddush even though there was no Kli Shareis. Umiyu B'Nesach Hayayin Ashkechan B'Nesach Hamayim Lo Ashkechan. Ah, maybe the only Nesachim that they brought, though, on the Bamas Yachid was only Nisach HaYayin and not Nisach HaMayim. Da'achov HaSibor Hein, V'lo Kervu, Elo B'Bamas Sibor, V'Kli Shareis. Because the Nisach HaMayim was a Chov HaSibor, and that could only be brought with a Kli Shareis. U'baha Pligi. Tanakam HaSavar, L'meidim Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin. L'chayiv B'chutz, V'afilo Lo Kitshu B'Kli. The Tanakama says, just like they would bring Nesachim outside it, once they were in Eretz Yisrael, in the Bama Ketana, without a Klei Shareis, so too they would also do Nisach HaMayim at a Bama Ketana without a Klei Shareis, and therefore you don't need a Klei Shareis, and if you don't need a Klei Shareis, you could be Chayiv for three Lugin, you could be Chayiv even for more than three Lugin. However, Rabbi Lezer Savar, Ein Lemeidim, that you can't learn Mayim from Yayin, Minisach HaYayin Udim Chayiv B'chutz, below Kli, Ama Nisach HaMayim, Kachu In Lo Kachu Lo. And it's only Nisach HaYayin that has a Kedusha without a Kli. Nisach HaMayim only has Kedusha with a Kli. And if it only has Kedusha with a Kli, the size of the Kli, the only size of a Kli that's going to be Mekadesh, the Mayim, is a Kli of three Lugim. Good. Tanu Rabbanan. So, HaMenaseich, Shloshes Lugin Yayin B'chutz. If a person is Menaseich, three Lugim of wine outside, Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Vusha Kitchum B'Kli. It's only if you're Mekadesh them in a Kli. My Benayu, what's the difference between these two Shitas? I'm Rav Avda Barav Yitzchak. So Rav Avda Barav Yitzchak says, Beirutze Midos Ika Benayu. The difference is the overflow of the Kalim. So what does it mean, the overflow of the Kalim? So according to Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, who says, Vusha Kitchum B'Kli, the only content of the Kli that the Kli has the ability to be Mekadesh is the stuff that's literally inside. The stuff that's on the brim of the Kli is not Mekadesh. According to the Tanna Kamma, even the stuff that's in the overbrim is going to become Kadosh. So Rabba Bre de Rava Amar Kirbu Nesachim B'Bama Ika Benayu. No, they're arguing about whether Nesachim were brought on a Bama Ubeplukta Dahani Tanoi. And we're learning about, and it's similar to the following Machlokas Tanoim, Ditanya. We learn as follows. Bamas Yachid, Eina Tzricha Nesachim, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that by a Bamas Yachid, there were no Nesachim. The Chachamim Omrim, Tuna Nesachim. And the Chachamim say that it does require Nesachim. And again, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon holds like Rebbe, who says that there were no Nesachim by a Bama Ketana. Therefore, we never find Kiddush Nesachim without Kiddush Kli. And therefore, he says that it's got to be in a Kli. And the Tanna Kamma holds like the Rabbanan, who says that they did bring Nesachim in the Midbar. On a Bama Ketana, rather. And if they brought Nesachim on a Bama Ketana, then by definition, they were bringing it without a Klei Shareis. And if they were bringing the Nesachim without a Klei Shareis, it means that you don't need a Kli to be Mekadesh to the Nesachim. And therefore, the Tanakhama explains his shita that Hamanaseh, Shloshos Lugin Yayim Bechutz, Chayiv, period, full stop, even if they were never Mekadesh in a Kli, because you don't need a Kli. And that's the model from Bamas Yachid. Okay. So says the Gemara, "Vahani tanoi, kahani tanoi," and we're going to try to set up this machlokas tanon. So it says, "Kisavo latina nesachim bebama gedola kasam edaber." When it says "kisavo," it says "daber al bnei Yisrael ve'amar talem kisavo l'aretz moshavchem moshvoseichem ani nosen lachem." Then you're going to have to bring the karbonos, and you're going to have to bring the nesachim. So when it says in the pasuk "kisavo," what are we talking about? So "kisavo latina nesachim bebama gedola kasam edaber." Maybe it's saying that there's a chiyuv of nesachim by a bama gedola. At omer bebama gedola oeno afilu bebama katana. Is it only a bama gedola? Maybe it's even by a bama katana where there were no kli shareis. Kishu omar al eretz moshvo seichem asher ani nosein lachem harei bebama hanoeges l'kolchem akasa medaber. The pasuk is talking about eretz moshvo seichem, the land that everybody has a chelak in. So that means that it's only at the location where everybody's getting together, meaning a bama gedola. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Kiva Omar says, no, I make a different diyuk. Kisavo, when it says kisavo in the pasuk, latina nesachem bebama katana kasam edaber. The pasuk is coming to tell me that they would bring nesachem even by a bama katana. Why? Because I didn't need to tell me that they brought nesachem by a bama gedola, because according to this tana, they already brought nesachem by karbonas sibur in the midbar. So if they brought it in the midbar already, I don't need a pasuk to teach me that, oh, something new, I'm bringing nesachem in Eretz Yisrael. Elamai, it's teaching me that I'm bringing nesachem by even a bama katana in Eretz Yisrael. Sa'at omer labama katana, you're going to tell me it's a bama katana, oina el labama gedola, kishu omer el eretz moshvoseichem, when it says el eretz moshvoseichem, arei babama noheges b'chala moshavos akasim edaber. We're talking about a bama that's noeg wherever you are, meaning a bama katana. And that's the chiddush, that you have to bring nesachim even by a bama katana, and by a bama katana there was no klei shareis. So it shows that nesachim do not require kiddush b'klei shareis. Says the Gemara, "Kishatim tzolomer l'divrei Rabbi Shmuel." So when you process everything in your mind, it comes out that according to Rabbi Shmuel, lo kervu nesachim in midbar, they didn't bring nesachim in the midbar, and that's why when the pasuk tells me, oh, a chiddush, when they got to Eretz Yisrael, they brought nesachim, it means only by a communal bama. And Ladivri Rabbi Akiva, carve Nesachim in Midbar. And according to Rabbi Akiva, they did bring Nesachim in the Midbar. And therefore, when the Pasuk says Kisavo, Kisavo Laritz Yisrael, they would bring Nesachim, that means even by a Bama Ktana, because they already brought by Karbanas Sibur in the midbar, and therefore you don't need a new pasuk, a new chiddush to tell me that they brought even by a bama gedola in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that's the end of that conversation. I personally don't recall really like a half a line in a Gemara that deals with so much out. It's incredible here what the Rashi's explanation here of what the Gemara was talking about. I never would have figured it out. But anyway, so says the Gemara about halfway down. So Rav Nechemya Omer, Shari Adam Shekrivo Bechutz Chayev. So Rav Nechemya had said, if you have the Shari Adam, in other words, the leftover blood, which by a chatas, you have to pour on the yesod of the Mizbeach. So let's say you take that leftover blood, you pour it on the Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rav Nechemya, you're going to be Chayev. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Tana, Rav Nechemya Kedivri Omer, Shirayim Makvim. So it's apparent, Rav Nechemya holds, that Shirayim is Ma'akev. That the act of pouring the shirayim of the damchatas on the yesod is ma'akev to the avoda, therefore it's really part of the avoda, and therefore if you do that on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be chayiv. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks Sakasha, Meisvei, Rav Nechemya Omer, Shiari Adam, Shakrivam Bechutz, Chayiv, that Shiari Adam, if you bring them outside, if you pour them on a Mizbeach outside, you're going to be Chayiv. So Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva, so says Rabbi Akiva, Valeo Shiari Adam, Shiari Mitzvahim, but Shiari Adam are only Shiari Mitzvah, meaning they're not Ma'akev. So if they're not Ma'akev, why are you Chayiv for pouring them on a Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash? Amar lo, Evarim u'Pedarim yochichu, but Evarim and Pedarim should prove, should serve as a raya, Shein Shiare Mitzvah, because They're also shiare mitzvah. And what does it mean, shiare mitzvah? So Rashi points out, the evarim and pedarim, the stuff that's burned, the parts of a korban that are burned on the mizbeach, there's no ikuv to burning those parts on the mizbeach. You know what's ma'akev on a korban? What's ma'akev on a korban is the zrika. As soon as you have a zrika sadam, you have a kapara. So the stuff of a korban, the parts of a korban that's burned on the mizbeach, is also considered to be shiare mitzvah. But if I go and I burn a part of a korban that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach and I burn it outside, then I'm certainly going to be chayiv. So there's nothing that says, nowhere does it say that something has to be ma'akev in order for me to be chayiv if I put it up on a mizbeach outside. V'makrivim b'chutz chayiv, says the Gemara, Samar lo, lo im amret be'varim ibdarim shem tchilas avoda, Tomar b'shiri adam she'ina tchilas avoda. The difference is that the evarim and pedarim, that's the whole avoda. By the shiri adam, the reason that it's called shiri adam is because it's not the tchilas avoda, it's not the entire avoda. This is just, what do I do with the leftover blood that remains after I've already done the zrika? So that's why I'm chayev for evarim and pedarim, even though it's only a mitzvah and it's not ma'akev. And I'd be potter for the shiri adam, again, because it's not ma'akev, it's just a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, v'im isa lemalei haninami ma'akvi. Time out. So they're having this whole conversation where we're trying to distinguish shiare adam and evarim updarim. And the conversation is going, well, I'm not chayev in shiare adam. Why? Because they're not ma'akev. Well, the Evarim and Pedarim are also not Ma'akev, but I'm Chayev. Well, because one is the Tchilas Avoda, one's not the Tchilas Avoda. If Rav Shimon holds that Shiari Adam is Ma'akev, so when we're asking about the distinction, why is Shiari Adam different from Evarim and Pedarim, the reason is, forget about the difference between Evarim and Pedarim. Shiari Adam is Ma'akev. Why am I Chayev? I'm Chayev because they're Ma'akev. So isn't it obvious that Rav Shimon doesn't say they're Ma'akev? Because if he says they're Ma'akev, that should appear here in this dialogue. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. That's a good question. So obviously, it appears that Rav Shimon doesn't hold that Shiari Adam is Ma'akev. So v'hashta d'yamer Rav Ada Barahava v'lachokas b'shirayim apnimim. Now that Rav Ada Barahava says the machlokas is only by the shiari adam of a chatas apnimis, avo b'shirayim achitzonim divri akolo ma'akvi. However, by shirayim achitzonim, everybody agrees that they are not ma'akev. So kikama Rav Nechemia. So when Rav Nechemia is saying his halacha here, b'shirayim apnimi, we could just say that we're talking about that we're talking about the shirayim hapnimi. And when kitanya hi, and when we have the brisa that we just cited, b'shirayim achitzonim, we could be talking about shirayim achitzonim. In other words, the pouring of the chata's blood was ma'akev only by Shira, but only by the chatas apnimi. So there's no kasha, there's no stira between a mishnah where it appears that the shirayim is ma'akev and a conversation in a brisa where it appears that shirayim is not ma'akev. Why? Because it's only the blood of a certain type of chatas that's ma'akev. A primis is ma'akev, a chitzona is not ma'akev. So in the mishnah, when Rav Nechemia tells me that shirayim is ma'akvin, that's by a chatas apnimi. In the brisa, when he's making a comparison to Evarim and Pedarim, the reason that he doesn't say Shirayim is Ma'akev is because it's not. But it's not a stira. One's talking about Chatas HaPnimi, one's talking about Chatas HaChitzon, and everybody's good. Good, says the Gemara, says Vayter, see Achi, Neimalei Ki Amri Anav Pnimim. So, but in that case, they're talking past each other. One is trying to say, Rabbi Chemi says, I'm Chayef for Shiri Adam. Why am I chayav for shiari adam? It should be like devarim. It's not ma'akev. It should be like devarim and pedarim. But if he holds that a certain type of shiari adam is ma'akev, or that he was talking about the shiari adam of achatas apnimis, which is ma'akev, why doesn't he respond to the bar plukta in the brisa and say, I'm talking about a chatas hapnimis, and therefore it is makev. That's why you're chayiv. So that's the question. So the answer is, l'dvar to Rav Akiva kamar, because he's responding basically according to the sheet of Rav Akiva. In other words, and Rashi explains like this, the conversation is like this. Rav Nechemiah says, according to me, the reason that you're chayiv is because these things are ma'akev, full stop. If they're ma'akev, I'm going to be chayiv for doing it outside. But even according to you, Rabbi Akiva holds that Shirayim is not ma'akev, you should still be chayiv if you put it up on a mizbeach outside. Why? Just like Avarim and Pedarim, which are also not ma'akev to the kapara, yet you're chayiv for putting them up outside. And then Rabbi Akiva responds, no, I'm a chalek between Avarim and Pedarim and the Shiari Adam, because Avarim and Pedarim are tchilas avoda, and the Shiari Adam is only the leftover of the avoda. But in a chanami, Rav Nechemiah himself will hold that Shirayim, either generally, or as we saw in the last answer of the Gemara, only by Echatas HaPnimis, certainly is going to be Ma'akev. Okay, now let's talk about Malika. So says the Mishnah like this, HaMolek Esa'of Bifnim. If a person does Malika on a bird inside the Beis HaMikdash, Ve'ela B'chutz, and he then raises it up on a Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, Chayev is going to be Chayev, because over here he's burnt outside something that had the proper avoda done to it inside. So Malak B'chutz, what if he does a Malika outside, Ve'ela B'chutz, and he does Allah outside, Potter, so it's going to be Potter. Rashi explains why, because Malika only has any significance inside the Beis HaMikdash. If you do Malika on an animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, you know what, you make the animal an Avela. And if you put up an Avela on a Mizbeach, you're not Chayev for that, because you're only Chayev if you put something that's fit for a carbon up on a Mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi then says, why aren't you Chayev for doing an Avoda outside the Beis HaMikdash? All right, Tenach, you're not going to be Chayev for the Halah, but you should be Chayev for the Malika. So Rashi reminds us, on Daf Kuf Zayin, we saw that the only time I'm going to be Chayev for doing something outside is only by Hashochet. There are two things that are also outside, Shechita and Halah. But I'm only chayev for shechita, I'm not chayev for malika outside. So if I'm dealing with a bird, putting a bird on a mizbeach outside a Beis HaMikdash, the only time I'm going to be chayev is if a malika was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Now what if I shechted the bird? Hashoket hazop ifnim, ve'la b'chutz pater. If you shecht a bird inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then you put it up on the mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, you are going to be pater. Why? Because if you shecht a bird in the Beis HaMikdash, it's pasul. The only way to kill a bird in the Beis HaMikdash is through Malika. And we need something that would be mekubal miskabel bifnim. This is not miskabel bifnim, because the only bird that miskabel bifnim is a bird that was killed with Malika, not a bird that was killed b'shchita. All right, turning over to Kuf Yud Aleph from a base, shachat b'chutz, what if you shechted it outside behela b'chutz, and then you put it up on a mizbeach outside, chayev, then you're going to be chayev, and Rashi says you're going to be chayev for two things. You're going to be chayev for shchita b'chutz, because you're chayev even if you shecht a bird, and you're going to be chayev for the halah, because you're going to be chayev for the halah because of Erev Parshias. That teaches me that just like I'm chayev for the shechita, so too I'm chayev for the halah. So nimtza derech hechshero b'fnim potro b'chutz, derech hechshero mibachutz potro mibifnim. So it turns out that if I do something in accordance with the procedure, with the proper procedure to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, if I do that thing outside the Beis HaMikdash, then it's meaningless. If I do the proper procedure for outside the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, it's also meaningless. In other words, Shechita, I'm only chayiv if I do it outside. Malika, I'm only chayiv if I do it inside. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Now, Rav Shimon, Omer Rav Shimon says, Kol shachayavan alav b'chutz, anything that I'm going to be chayiv for outside, chayavin al kayotze bo bifnim, shehel abachotz. I'm also chayiv if I do it inside and then I'm male it outside. Chutz mina shochi pifnim u'mala b'chutz. Except for somebody who shechts a bird inside and then puts it up on the mizbeach outside, that person is going to be putter. And we're going to see in the Gemara what exactly Rav Shimon is talking about. So first, the Gemara is bothered. It said, so what we had said in the Mishnah, summing it up, is derech hechshero bifnim potro b'chutz. So it says, hang on a second. Hay hechshero chiyuvahu. So what does it mean? What does it mean, hechshero? We're not talking about, the gist of the Mishnah isn't talking about what the proper procedure is to be machshir something. The gist of the Mishnah is talking about what procedure do I need to do in order to be mechayev me for Allah b'chutz. So the whole lashon of hechsher, of being valid, is a misnomer here. So says the Gemara, you're right. So what you should say is that the manner, if it's done in accordance with its proper manner inside, that's what's mechayiv you when you put it up outside. And if it's done in accordance with the proper manner outside, that's also mechayiv you if you put it up outside. So we have to reinterpret slightly what we say in the Mishnah. Now we spend the rest of the Yama talking about what in the world Rav Shimon meant. So Rav Shimon ahecha koi. So which case is he talking about? So ilema aresha koi. If you want to tell me, he's talking about the resha. And again, what was the resha? The resha was hamolik of bifnim. If a person does malik on a bird inside, vehele b'chutz, and then he puts it up on the mizbeach outside, chayiv. He's chayiv. Malak b'chutz, if he does malika outside, vehele b'chutz, and he puts it up outside, potter, then he's going to be potter, because malika is only meaningful if it's done in the Beis HaMikdash. V'yerem malay Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says, ki heichi debifnim mechayiv, just like I'm chayiv if I did the malika inside, and then I did a halah outside, b'chutz nami mechayiv. Then when I do the malika outside and put it up outside, I should also be chayiv. Maybe that's what Rav Shimon says. But says the Gemara, no, that can't be what Rav Shimon means, because hi, kol shechayavan aleh b'chutz. This doesn't. If you look in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon said kol shechayavan aleh b'chutz. But if we're interpreting Rav Shimon on the Reisha, it's hi kol shechayavan aleh b'chutz, kol shechayavan aleh b'fnimi b'aleh. If what Rav Shimon is coming to teach me is that just like I'm chayiv if I do the malika inside, so too I'm chayiv if I do the malika outside, then Rav Shimon's statement in the Mishnah is reversed. It's not, oh, if I'm chayiv outside, I'm chayiv inside. It's if I'm chayiv inside, I'm also going to be chayiv outside. Ella, ki eichid b'chutz lo mechayiv. Just like if you do it outside, you're not mechayiv if you did a malika. Bifnim, nami lo mechayiv. So if maybe Rav Shimon is coming to teach me that just like if I did the malika outside, I'm not chayiv. Bifnim, nami lo mechayiv. I'm also not chayiv if I did the malika inside. Well, that can't be what Rav Shimon is telling me. Because hai kol shein chayavan aleh b'chutz mi bo'ileh. Then he would say that anytime I'm not chayiv outside, I'm also not chayiv inside. But Rav Shimon said, kol shechayavan aleh b'chutz, Chayiv kayotze ba bifnim. So what are we talking about? So Ella asefa koi. So Rav Shimon is going on the seifa. Hashochet of bifnim. We're talking. Rav Shimon is talking about the context of shechita. That if a person shechts a bird inside, vehele b'chutz, and he puts it up on the mizbeach outside, potter is going to be potter, like we saw in the Mishnah. Shochat b'chutz, vehele b'chutz. If a person does a shechita outside and then he puts it up on the mizbeach outside, chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv. V'yamar le Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says, ki heichi debifnim lo mechayiv, b'chutz nami lo mechayiv. Just like you're not chayiv if you did the shechita inside, so too you're not chayiv if you did the shechita outside. Says the Gemara, that's still not what Rav Shimon says. Rav Shimon is saying, kol shechayevan aleh b'chutz, I'm also chayiv inside, except for the shochet bifnim. So it says, hai kol she'ein chayevan aleh mi bo'ileh. But again, the point is that it's kol she'ein chayavan aleha should be what Rav Shimon is saying, not kol she'chayavan aleha, ella ki heichi debechutz mechayiv. Really what Rav Shimon is saying is, just like I'm chayiv if I shechted outside, bifnim nami mechayiv, that I'm also chayiv if I shecht it inside saktani, but that can't be because the last clause of Rav Shimon Shita was haktani chutz menashochet bifnim v'amala b'chutz. Because Rav Shimon said anything that I'm chayiv for outside, I'm chayiv if I do it inside, except for if I shecht the bird inside and I'm malet outside, then I'm not going to be chayiv. So what in the world is Rav Shimon talking about? So Amar Ziri, Shchitas Beima Balayla Ikabinayu. He's not talking about Shchitas Ha'of at all. He's talking about shechting an animal. He's talking about shechting an animal at night. And Rashi points out there's a Chsure Mechsura. Chsure Mechsura, and the Mishnah is missing some lines. Masnisan Bimilsei, Detanakama, Vachi Kamar. And this is the way to read the Mishnah. V'chein, Hashochet Beima Balayla Bifnim. If you shech the Behema at night inside Ve'ela B'chutz, Potter, you're going to be potter. The einam is kabelas bifnim, because it's not miskabel bifnim, dechsiv bayom zivchachem. Vafilu also teirid. And even in Allah teirid, Rav Yudi, and this is the sheet of Rav Yudi, d'omar b'perakam is beach prat l'nishchada balayla. Now, and this is Rav Yudi who says that if an animal was shechted at night, then the halacha is, it's not good, and in Allah teirid. So what we're talking about is not shechita of an oaf at all. We're talking about shechting an animal at night. And back in the Gemara, about halfway down, v'hachi ka'amar. V'chein ha-shochet behema b'fnim b'layla v'hela b'chutz, pater. Shochat b'chutz b'layla, if he shechted it outside at night, v'hela b'chutz, and he put it up at night, and he put it up in the mizbeach, then chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv. Why? And Rashi points out, because if you're shechting an animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, there is no din of Laila. The din of Yom and Laila is applicable only to if you shecht it inside the Beis HaMikdash. Now comes Rav Shimon and says, Rav Shimon Omer, Kol shechayav an alei b'chutz, anything that I'm chayiv for outside, meaning shechita b'layla, chayiv an al kayotze b'bifnim, ve'ela b'chutz, I'm also chayiv if I shecht it inside and then I'm mala it outside, chutz min ha-shochet of bifnim ve'hela b'chutz, except for a guy who shechts a bird inside and then puts it up outside, that he's going to be putter. But anything else, if I'm chayiv for doing it outside, I'm chayiv for doing it inside. Meaning that even though ordinarily shechitas laila is meaningless, because I'm chayiv v'shech the behema outside and put it up on the mizbeach, I'm also going to be chayiv v'shech the behema inside and put it up on the mizbeach. So that's the way to explain Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon and Rashi points out will disagree with Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon will say im Allah lo teirid, that if you have an animal that shechted inside at night, if it's put up on the mizbeach, you wouldn't take it down. Rava Amar Kabbalah B'Kli Chol Ikabinayu. Rava says Kabbalah B'Kli Chol is the distinction between them, is what Rav Shimon is coming to argue with. V'alchi Kamar, and this is the way to read the Mishnah. V'chein Amakabel B'Kli Chol B'Fnim. And in other words, a Chsuri Mechsura doesn't have to do with Shechita B'Layla, it has to do with Kabbalah B'Kli Chol. And similarly, if a person is Makabel the Dam B'Kli Chol in a non-Klesharis B'Fnim, Ve'la B'Chutz, Potter, because there was no Kiddush Kli, Hamakabel B'Kli Chol B'Chutz, Ve'la B'Chutz Chayiv. However, if I'm Makabel B'Kli Chol outside and then I do it outside, then he's going to be Chayiv. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Kol Shachira V'la B'Chutz, Chayiv and Al Chayotzeba B'Fnim. Now, if I'm Chayiv outside, I'm also going to be Chayiv inside, Ve'la B'Chutz. Chutz min ha-shochet o pifnim ve'lo b'chutz, except for the case where a person shechts a bird inside and brings it up outside. Meaning, because I'm chayiv, if I'm a kabel the dam in a klei chol outside, I'm also going to be chayiv if I'm a kabel the klei chol inside and then put it up on a mizbeach outside. Why? Because again, Rav Shimon holds, in this scenario, the halacha would be im Allah lo teirid. So we see that the mizbeach has a little bit of a tfisa in it. Says the Gemara, hashad etani avu adishmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak. So the father of Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak says, which is just bizarre that the Gemara calls him the father of Shmuel, the son of Yitzchak, instead of Rav Yitzchak. But it could be that Shmuel, the son of Rav Yitzchak, was better known in Shas than Rav Yitzchak, so that's why the Gemara calls him that. But now that the father of Shmuel, the son of Rav Yitzchak, says Hamolik of Bifnim, if a person does Malika on a bird inside, Ve'ela B'Chutz Chayiv, and he puts it up on this Mizbeach outside, he's going to be Chayev. Malach b'chutz, if he does Malika outside, Vela b'chutz, Pater. If he does Malika outside and he's Malad outside, he's Pater. Rav Shimon Mechayev. And Rav Shimon holds that you are Chayev if you do Malika outside. Now, Rav Shimon Hasam Kai. So Rav Shimon could be talking about that case and reverse what Rav Shimon said in the Mishnah. V'tani kol shachinem ala b'fnim ve'ala b'chutz, chayev ala b'chutz. So in the Mishnah we had said that Rav Shimon says that anything I'm chayev for doing outside, I'm chayev for doing inside. Now we're reinterpreting Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's going on the first case, which is a case of Malika. Tanakama says, I'm chayev for Malika only if I do it inside, not if I do it outside. Comes Rav Shimon and says, no, if I'm chayev for doing something inside, I'm going to be chayev for doing the same thing outside. Therefore, I'm chayev for doing a Malika, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, if I then do a halah on a Mizbeach b'chutz. Okay, confusing enough for today. Tomorrow we'll pick up from the next Mishnah, God willing.